It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. The state legislators got some welcome financial news today. The economy is so strong, lawmakers now have another $860 million available to invest in services and programs, which gives them even less reason to raise taxes this year. Republican Senator John Braun.
I think the revenue forecast is just additional good news on top of what I would characterize as really the best budget situation we've seen in the 21st century. Just walking in the door at session, we came in with a balanced budget that had $500 million in reserves after 4 years. We've not been in that situation. I don't think, certainly not in the time I've been Olympia, and not for probably over a decade. So that's very good news. On top of that, the good news just keeps coming in. We've had a reduction in caseloads. We've had additional revenue that rolled itself out in the form of a forecast of the increased expected revenue over this biennium and the next two bienniums by $1.4 billion, even after you take Wayfair, what we already knew would happen from Wayfair out of that, and take out the extraordinary revenue, that's additional $950 million that we didn't have before today or didn't plan on having before today. So I would say all in, if you look at the things that have happened since the beginning of session, mostly without our action, but a few things with our action, we got somewhere between $2.5 and $3.5 billion to spend after a very robust maintenance level budget. I think that this is unprecedented in terms of the good fortune we've had, and I think we got to be very careful that we think about it carefully, that we spend it responsibly, that we recognize that we haven't had a recession for some time. We can all be certain, as the state economist said this morning, we don't know when or how big, but we can be certain there will be a recession in our future, and we should plan accordingly and not make expenditures this year that are not sustainable. We should live responsibly on what is a very robust maintenance level budget that has, by the way, grown 45% in the last 6 years, double the rate of personal income. So no reason to go out and spend a bunch or to, more importantly, to tax our state taxpayers more when we have a great situation in front of us.
Senate Republican Leader Mark Chesler.
Today's revenue forecast allows us choices. We have a choice to talk about where we could spend money in a no-tax budget on priorities, debate those priorities with the extra resources. And the other is, nobody has really remembered the hardworking taxpayer this year. Maybe we should consider a sales tax cut for a system that our friends across the aisle say is regressive, maybe a decent property tax cut for seniors or others, and maybe we should think about car tabs. Car tabs also hit low-income people disproportionately, so I think we're in a position to have a wonderful debate about those issues.
Senate Republican Caucus Leader Randy Becker agrees it's time to give back.
I was really excited when we heard about the budget this morning, and I really, really, really say it's time to say thank you to the taxpayers of the state of Washington. The taxpayers of the state of Washington have done their darndest to support all of the programs and the things for people that are in need. But now some of those taxpayers are in need, and it's time to say, let's reduce your property taxes, especially if you're a senior and you're trying to stay in your home. This budget, this revenue, will enable us to say thank you to the seniors that have paid all these years by reducing their property taxes in a meaningful way. But then looking at the other things that this revenue can do for the individual taxpayer, I think, again, we should reduce the tax, sales tax. The people that responded to my survey this year, it was all about taxes. How they're not able to afford the things that others are able to afford, even though they're working and earning a middle income type of job. Anything that we can do to say thank you and reduce that tax is something that we now have an opportunity to do.
Ron says legislators will be able to take care of people without raising taxes.
I think we can do the right thing for teachers, we can do the right thing for state employees, and we can still have money left over to either make smart investments in other good things for the rest of the state citizens or offer tax reductions in certain areas.
Chesler and Becker say Republicans have already introduced proposals to cut taxes.
We've always proposed tax cuts. That's kind of in our DNA. Senator Becker had one that would have brought real tax relief to seniors. Instead, we saw a one-county property tax relief bill out on the state. And all 39 counties have people that could use property tax relief. We have a one-county fix. That doesn't work.
And on that point, that actually would have affected a lot of people at a higher income level than currently exists. So right now it's at a $40,000 income, and this would have increased it to $65,000. Those people that are living out in or moving out of King County or are buying properties in my Pierce County area, and the property values are going up, and the people that currently live there that have lived there and paid taxes all of their lives are now getting that new valuation, and it's taxing them out of their home. It is the number one thing I hear. And when we look at it, since I've been here, they've always said in healthcare, our number one goal should be to keep people in their homes because they age better, they live longer, they do they have a better life in their own homes, and yet we tax them out. So how wrong and backwards is that? So that bill did get a hearing in Ways and Means. We made some adjustments to it, but it never made it to the floor. And it would have actually been beneficial for not only seniors, but veterans and disabled people. And we really needed to address that. Senator O'Ban has written bills to reduce the car tabs already. And the people in Pierce County that didn't support ST3. And he's tried multiple times to have a bill pass, and I know the people in my district and his district would really like to see that happen.
I'd love nothing better than lay them out there and have some votes on them. You know, it's like, what part of good do we get to choose from instead of bad?
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.